Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are doing Lust Theory until I can no longer do Lust Theory. I'm just gonna do, I don't know how long this is gonna be. It could be an hour, could be 2 hours, could be as long as I can. I'm trying to finish it because I think we're at the very, very end.
Before you can answer, she's fondling with your pants. Taking them off.
This isn't what I planned, but it'd be a shame if we passed on the opportunity, right?
Agreeing with a smile, you turn to face Amy.
So?
Saying nothing, you take off all your clothes instead of an answer.
Perfect.
Taking both in hand, she smiles devilishly as her hands begin moving.
Jesus! It's not even hard yet, and it's still... It's huge!
Mesmerized by your length, she strokes the tender skin.
Fuck!
Tension builds up, igniting the resting desire within.
I knew you were a wild card, but... didn't take you for someone who likes doing it out in the open.
Only for you.
Huh, you keep surprising me.
You saw nothing yet.
The corner of her mouth turns up as she inches closer.
Fuck!
Her lips envelop your standing tip. Lowering her head, Amy's tongue slides down your shaft, soaking it with her saliva. Her fingers glide up and down your length, combining the sensation.
Dear God!
With a mind of their own, your hands go for her luscious hair.
Mm-hmm.
Her locks fill your palm as you push her head back.
What?
Before she can finish her sentence, your tip already hits the back of her throat.
Shit!
Seeing the pleasure dripping from your face, Amy's eyes glaze with hunger. Seeing her giving the green light, you proceed thrusting your hips.
Man. Oh, fuck!
Amy's hands provide her with stability as she tries matching the rhythm of her tongue to your pumps. Feeling left out, you make your advance to get back into the action.
Don't forget about me.
Hands slide across Amy's dress, gripping her waist. Before she can react, Amy's already on top of you.
Hello there.
Hi.
Your hardness presses against her sensitive parts, making her lips part in pleasure.
Oh, it's so big.
Will that be a problem?
Of course not.
Coming from behind, you drop to your knees. Your lips trace along her shoulder.
But this dress of yours might be.
Smiling, she hooks her fingers at the hem of her dress.
Easily taken care of.
Her dress slips off with ease, exposing her delicious curves to your eyes.
Huh? Doesn't she usually have more barriers?
Her lustful gaze falls onto you, disturbing your thoughts.
Better?
So much better.
Your fingers sink into her soft flesh, getting a moan out.
One second, folks.
You two, go on. Tiger, get out of there. Go. Get out from behind that TV. Go somewhere. Go. 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 Go.
Sorry, folks. The cats were fighting around the TV, and I'd rather not have that 4K fall into the floor and break. Let's go.
You pull her onto your torso, her boobs pressing against you.
Where were we?
Swaying your hips, your length glides between Amy's lips, your tip pressing against her clit. The need intensifies, the heat within her body taking over.
Stop teasing me.
You shudder at the touch of her nails against your tender shaft.
God.
Positioning you at her entrance, she locks eyes once again.
Is there a problem?
Desire flashes before your eyes, your hips thrusting up immediately.
Ah. That's for her to say, not me.
Wet walls clench around you, sucking you in deeper. Massaging her soft behind, an idea comes to mind.
Hey! Wanna take it up a notch?
Pushing your finger into her ass, you smile at the slight tremble you get in return.
Someone likes it up her ass, doesn't she?
Twirling your finger between her walls, you plunge it deeper.
How does that feel?
Her tits jiggle next to your mouth, tempting you.
Slurp.
Oh, God.
Trailing soft kisses along her spine, ecstasy courses through her body. Pleasure comes from all directions, making her go senseless. Inside your mouth as your tongue circles around them. The night breeze feeling amazing against your heated skin.
Oh, that's skipping. Okay, so we don't want skip mode.
Stop. Don't. Stop.
Feeling the lack of your finger, a whimper escapes her lips. She swallows her words as your shaft spreads her ass. Tears gather in the corner of her eyes, her lip trembling.
Just relax.
You slide a finger over her clit, slowly rubbing it.
That's it. Breathe.
Taking a moment to gather her composure, you slow down your tempo. Caressing her soft behind, you halt as she starts moving.
Well, that didn't do it. That didn't do it either.
You can feel her ass sucking you in, making you shudder.
Nope. Jesus, Amy.
Consumed by raw desire, she sways her hips against your length. Taking in as much as she can.
Okay, that made a screenshot. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what key does auto. Seems like it might be better to just go into the settings and figure it out.
Escape.
Oh, wait! Oh, God!
The weight of her body suddenly disappears, leaving you confused.
Well, are Watching you?
Touching on her soft ass cheeks, you brace your feet steadily on the ground.
Her soft ass cheeks!
Her hips sway against your length, bewilderment clear on your face.
I mean...
Her horny eyes lock onto your hard-standing cock.
Annie,
she drops
or
her
Amy,
head,
what?
Her mouth taking you in. Losing all the remaining control, you plunge your cock deeper into her ass, almost knocking her off her feet.
Ugh, dirty. Little.
The bass shaking the house goes barely noticed with the ragged breaths coming out of you. Her saliva rolls down your length, sending shivers down your balls.
Fuck.
Flicking her tongue on the tip of your cock, she almost pushes you to the edge.
Fucking hell!
With her ass stretched enough, you start thrusting with greater speed.
Fuck!
Sweat drips down your forehead, the intensity of the situation becoming deliciously heavy.
God. Fucking.
Towering over her with your tall frame, her skin turns white as you clench onto her ass, ramming your cock down her depth. Taking the chance of the moment, you plunge your cock down her tongue, hitting the back of her throat, filling her completely with your cock. Her body sways to your rhythm, the bubbling ecstasy burning from within. growl rumbles from your throat. Your balls tingling as the end nears. Suddenly, Amy's whole body shakes beneath you. Her legs trembling violently.
Fuck yeah!
She clenches around you, her already dripping pussy staining her legs.
Shit!
Flinching at the sudden sensation, your hips buckle.
There's a growl there, too. Fuck!
Your cum hits the back of her throat.
Fuck!
Almost choking her as it overwhelmingly coats her mouth. Clamping her mouth shut, she pushes it down, swallowing your entire load.
Swear, you can use that thing as a weapon. It's like a tentacle.
As you retrace your steps, Amy's body falls down. Cum drips out of her tiny hole, staining the grass.
What a beautiful sight.
Amy rolls to her side, the sensation of her climax still in full control.
God, there's a rock that's been stabbing me in the back the entire time. Seriously? Help me up and I'll show you.
Reaching out, you barely contain your laughter.
Shit! I really gotta stop doing that.
You look over to Amy, seeing her expression shift. She stumbles to her feet, seemingly confused. She looks at her current condition, her cheeks heating up with embarrassment.
Jesus Christ.
Quickly putting her clothes back on, she avoids your gaze like a plague.
Hey, why so quiet suddenly? Don't tell me you feel embarrassed.
I just can't believe that we did it on my front lawn.
She's not even mentioning the other me. Did they forget about that fact or something? Well, I've gotta say, you took it like a champ.
Stop. I'm already burning up. Oh God! What if someone saw?
Don't sweat it. No one was around. And even if there was someone, they're gonna forget when the day resets.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh, thank God.
Why are you so caught up by it? Didn't label you as a shy person.
Is that so? I thought you forgot all about me.
Just because we didn't talk as much before?
Good to know.
Her lips curve with satisfaction as she nods to your words.
Coming inside?
Yeah, I'll be right in.
Signaling towards Tom's unconscious body, Amy nods knowingly.
Should I even ask?
The least you know, the better.
Gotcha. Well, if you want to catch up, you know where to find me.
With that, she heads towards the source of the blaring music.
That went well.
Noticing the slight squirm coming from Tom's sleeping body, you move.
Still don't get what someone was doing with a rope this close to the tree.
You finish tying up Tom, clapping your hands with the job well done. His eyes scrunch in pain as he slowly comes back to reality.
You!
Before you can stop yourself, you let your fist fly once again. All the bottled rage coming in direct hit with his nose. The punch sends him back to sleep instantly.
Thanks. Smart.
You high-five yourself, mischief bubbling inside. Moments later. Just like always, the party is in full swing.
Otherwise, they'd be quite a bit more boring.
Music bounces against the walls, the dancing bodies moving to the same rhythm.
Passing by, sorry.
Pushing through the crowd, you spot the girls.
Hey! Over here!
Coming up to them, you give them your award-winning grin.
Found you.
Took you long enough.
Yikes.
Bacon. Why are you so mean to him?
Why is he so late?
Why? Did you miss me?
Maybe. Stupid.
What was that?
I said stupid.
No. Before that.
She punches your shoulder playfully, a slight smile taking over her lips.
Hey!
Yeah?
Are those your only clothes?
Huh? Why?
How did you change out of those?
With everything that went down, I forgot to head home first.
Going with the flow, Megan pinches her nose, waving her hand.
Ew! Smelly clothes!
Shut up. And to answer your question, with you two looking so stunningly beautiful, there's no reason for me to try so hard.
So cheesy.
Why do you have it out for me?
Laughter takes over, the atmosphere surrounding you becoming easygoing and natural.
So, what have you been up to till now?
Nothing special.
Before Megan can question you any further, Zoe cuts in.
Well, you missed out.
Oh my god.
Something fun happened?
Even better.
Hey, don't keep me out of the loop.
Look, all you get to know is that Zoe here is one peculiar gal.
You asked!
Well, I didn't expect that! And I've known you fucking forever!
I only said I like it rough. What's the big deal?
What?
Taking your presence into account, they go quiet.
Oh, come on!
The girls burst in a cloud of giggles, loving the desperation in your voice.
Seriously, not gonna tell me?
Nope. We did invite you.
You guys are lame.
Yeah, still not telling.
That's fine.
Knowing without them having to tell you, you decide to humor them.
I don't even want to know then.
Once the words leave your mouth, you notice the slight twinkle in their gaze. Radiating mischief.
Hey, Zoe.
She leans in, whispering something in Zoe's ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah! Really?
Intrigued, you lean in.
Hey! No eavesdropping!
Tell me what it's about.
About you?
Zoe!
About me, do tell.
Ignoring you, Megan continues keeping you clueless.
What could they be whispering about?
Suddenly, Zoe's lips curve up, intriguing you even more.
Are you sure?
It'll be fun, right?
You'll be so shocked.
Not if you don't tell me already.
Smiling.
You'll be so shocked.
Smiling, they shift their attention back to you.
We have a surprise for you.
Mind sharing?
It'll be better if we show you instead.
Grasping your wrist, Megan leads you through the room. Zoe's following after you, the alcohol in her system making her from giggles uncontrollably.
Good thing no one's here.
Still waiting for you to tell me what we're doing here.
Oh, we'll get to it. Zoe, did you lock the door? On it!
Are you guys gonna kill me or something?
The lock clicks in place. Zoe's smile growing at your question.
Maybe.
Snapping your head at Megan, she burst out laughing.
God. Your face!
A hand traces up your shoulder as Zoe comes back, standing right next to Megan.
You thought we forgot about what you did today?
Huh? What did I do?
When you went missing?
I was gone for half a day.
You could have picked up the phone.
Don't panic, Grim. Just because there's been weird bullshit happening all day doesn't mean that many things changed. If my memory serves me correctly, the reason they called me up here... What are we really doing here?
A smirk crosses your face, the twinkle in their eyes intensifying.
Well? We think you deserve punishment for what you did.
That's right.
And how? Do tell. Are you planning to do that?
Megan takes the initiative, stepping forward.
We get to do whatever we want tonight. And you can't complain.
For example?
That's when her hand sneaks around your neck, playing with the hair on your back.
For example?
Her lips crash against yours, the softness sending shivers down your spine.
Oh, and you're about to get it now.
Megan moves away, a smile decorating her lips.
So? Any complaints?
You grin at her question, loving the flow of the situation.
None.
In fact...
I have a surprise for you. Huh?
A surprise?
You enjoy the slight confusion on their faces for a moment before you continue.
What surprise?
You don't answer her question, but instead, show. Suddenly, the room goes quiet.
Why aren't they saying anything? Megan? Zoe?
Their eyes glaze over, a familiar emotion seeping from them.
That speech...
The shock from her direct approach subsides soon enough. Letting you enjoy her kiss to the fullest.
God, she has such soft lips. This again.
The kiss deepens.
They all have soft lips. Every ABN girl in the genre has soft lips. Never thought her lips were like sandpaper.
You really scared me today.
Sorry.
I thought...
This must be a whisper. Tell me.
I thought you wanted nothing to do with me anymore.
I promise you, that will never happen.
The slight curve doesn't go unnoticed as she crashes her lips against yours. The kiss holding intense emotions.
I like the music, Zoe.
In comparison to a very direct Megan, Zoe stays frozen in place, her steady gaze resting on you.
Zoe?
Slowly reaching out. Your palm cups her cheek, making her flinch.
Hi.
Are you scared?
No, I just... I don't know what's wrong with me.
Her hand moves down her body, going up her skirt. Your eyes follow her hand as it comes back up. Her fingers glistening from her wetness.
My body... It feels weird.
Is that so?
You grab her hand, pulling it towards your mouth. A smirk crosses over your lips as astonishment comes across hers.
Doesn't seem like a bad thing to me.
I don't know what to do.
Bringing her chin up, Zoe's lips tremble as you inch closer.
And I'll do it well.
Tingles instantly spread to her toes as you kiss her. The sweet promises fuel her desire. Her body relaxing into your embrace. The sexual energy burst from your bodies, filling the room with sweet tension. The vibrations coursing from the weight of your emotions, waking up something within.
I love you.
Her smile spreads from ear to ear. Glee evident on her delicate features. Suddenly, her legs circle around you.
I love you too.
Once her lips hit yours, fireworks go off.
I love you so much.
Unable to control your desire for her any longer, you walk her over to the table. She giggles at your long strides, sneaking in quick pecks.
She doesn't actually love him. She loves the idea of him. Think about that. Because, like, I love you so much. I mean, I guess maybe as a brother and sister thing, but I don't know. Otherwise, I couldn't see that.
Do you feel this?
I do, he says. Really? It doesn't matter what you say. Yes, but there is one again that you will have to make the actual, like, I do really love this one. And the one I like, they probably won't let you have a pass with, so I'll just pick somebody.
She smiles shyly at your confidence.
Shyly? She smiles shyly. Is it shyly or shyly?
How much?
Oh, it's time to get shyly. Let me show you.
Dropping to your knees, Zoe's eyes follow you. Trembling from anticipation, you slowly slide her skirt off, just gazing at her smooth pussy.
Yeah, it's quite smooth. God, you're beautiful.
Your breath fans her wet, burning folds, turning her on even more.
It'd be bad if it turned her off. Your scent is really sweet.
Caressing her thighs, your hand moves up. Spreading her lips, you are amazed at her overflowing juices.
Wow.
Your lips graze over her clit, making her legs tremble. As your name rolls of her tongue so tenderly, you wish to hear it again.
Holy fuck, Zoe. Say my name again.
I.
Don't worry, I'll help.
You return your attention back to her throbbing bud, inhaling more of her delicious fragrance.
Oh, wow. We got a whole thing here. Well, this might be the last scene. There's a DLC, apparently. But, it's a beach DLC. I don't know what really else they can do after this. Three of them? Four of them? Create your own orgy? Alright. It's gonna be best to throw this on auto.
The sensation your tongue makes her feel makes her both smile and tremble. She rests her hand on top of your head, clutching onto your hair as waves of pleasure run through her pussy.
Guess she likes that.
Sliding your tongue between her smoothness, you collect the dripping beads, making her shiver with each movement.
Oh my god.
All right.
Like music, motivating you to bringing her new levels of ecstasy.
God, I want to mess her up.
Your tongue explores her depth, gliding through her walls.
Yes.
To be honest, his text really isn't that important in these scenes. Like, you're not missing anything as far as the story is concerned.
The table creaks under your weight.
Yeah, I mean, it's just Jesus, that feels amazing.
You lean your body towards Megan.
You're not missing anything here in the text.
Her hand strokes your hard-standing cock, mischievously slow.
Mm. Does that feel good? I love how you say my name. Yes?
Seeing you come undone in front of her, she pulls you in by the neck. Pushing her tongue inside your mouth as her hand strokes you faster.
Okay. Coming up with the animations on this one, aren't we?
Moving back, you take Megan by surprise.
What?
You press her legs together, making the table creak again as her back hits the wall.
What?
Before she has time to react, you slide your cock between her thighs.
Sorry, Megan. I just can't control myself anymore.
She gently traces the line of your cheekbone, smiling lovingly.
It's okay. You can use me however you want.
Nah. God, I love you.
Hearing those words leave your mouth, her lips curl up.
I...
Your cock grazes her clit as you slowly sway your hips.
Oh! Fuck, your... Your cock's touching my...
That's usually what happens during sex!
Her tits, loving the bubbling sensation in the pit of her stomach.
Your body, it's so fucking hot.
As her lips drench with her horniness,
say there's nothing important there.
With ease.
Fuck.
Your thrusts speed up.
Just the average,
clouding your mind.
Odd expletive here and there.
Fuck.
Oh, God. Hurts a lot during sex. You gotta wonder what really religious people say.
You wish for nothing more.
Heavens to Betsy!
As you're flicking your tongue against her clit repeatedly.
Good golly!
Zoe clutches onto your hair even tighter.
Holy mackerel!
Oh, fuck! I...
Her legs buckle, your tongue bringing her to a sudden end. She drips all over your mouth and you lick it with delight.
Oh my god.
Her chest proceeds expanding and contracting as you slowly raise up.
Yep, if she didn't do that, she'd be dead.
Gently whispering against her skin, your kisses trace along her body. Your hands naturally following along, softly tracing at the edge of her shirt.
You're being quiet.
This feels like a dream.
Zoe.
Caressing her cheek, You smile at the sweet girl in front of you. Pecking her lips, you smile and coyly move back.
I assure you it's not.
Without warning, she kisses you back. Only for her lips to disappear a second later.
It's really not.
God, you're adorable.
Seeing you're coming down for another kiss, her arms circle around your neck, welcoming you.
Got a question, though.
Okay.
About that thing you girls talked about.
Thing? What thing?
That thing. You know, you liking it. Well, not so gently.
Her cheeks burn red the moment she hears this.
Maybe.
Would you like me to be more than that?
You don't have to. You're enough to me as you are.
Still, it wouldn't hurt, huh?
Stop teasing me.
Suddenly, taking her by surprise, you slam her against the wooden closet.
Oh, there you go.
Pressing yourself onto her body, your bulge nestles itself between her cheeks.
Who said anything about teasing?
Your voice sends shivers down her spine, filling her mind with pure lust.
Your cock's pressing my...
Not quite.
Quickly, you take off your clothes. Your cock bounces out, touching her smooth skin.
Now it is.
With a push, your shaft is now between her legs, grazing her pussy.
Oh.
Loving the touch, Zoe squeezes her legs.
Naughty little thing.
You move your hips gently as she rubs herself along your length.
Oh, so good.
Oh, there's a lot to this. We'll see you back here for part two. I'm out for now.